Penrose announced this result, that when stars collapse indefinitely, they will become singular, as long as some very broad conditions are satisfied that everybody would have regarded as reasonable. And I remember Stephen Hawking, who was then approaching his third year as a research student, saying, "What very interesting results. I wonder whether they could be adapted to understanding the origin of the universe." And what he had in mind, you see, was that if just mentally you reverse the sense of time, you can think of the expanding universe as a collapsing system. It's a bit like a giant, very giant star collapsing.
Roger Penrose proved that a dying star, collapsing under its own gravity, eventually shrinks to a singularity, a point of infinite density and zero size. I realized that if I reversed the direction of time so that the collapse became an expansion, I could prove that the universe had a beginning. But my proof, based on Einstein's theory of general relativity, also showed that we cannot understand how the universe began, because it showed that all scientific theories, including general relativity itself, break down at the beginning of the universe.